Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 4 more days to Friday. I'm just trying to mini-sode by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woo! Very good. It's the first time I've ever heard that. Thank you.
This is not our second take, everyone. We did not have technical difficulties and had to delete the intro from the last take. This is for sure our first take.
Luckily, we were only 2 minutes.
Yeah, we were only 2 minutes in. We hadn't gotten to any emails yet. We're good. Thank you, Molly, for suggesting that song. Thank you to everyone who has been sending in Monday songs. It truly makes our workload so much lighter because you have no idea how long it takes to track down a song that has Monday in it when you've already done like 20 of them.
Right.
So thank you so much, everyone.
That's certainly an exhaustible resource too. Like someday you're going to run out of songs that have Monday in them, you know?
Everyone start placing bets on when we stop the Monday song bet. Right. What minisode number?
We're on minisode 42. So what do you guys think? Let us know. Welcome to your minisode on my way. I'm just trying to remember what we said in the first take and if we want to keep it. I was in Cedar City last week and now I am in my parents' guest room.
I was in Cedar City last week and I'm sitting on the floor of a walk-in closet at the townhome that my parents are staying in Spanish Fork, Utah.
Ooh.
Exciting stuff.
The most exciting. Wow. How are you, buddy? How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm
how
glad.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Honestly, I was just thinking about how much I love living with my family this morning. Frankly, I have spent no time at home just because I've been like out and about and getting things done, running errands all this week since I moved back. But like this morning, I like poured myself a bowl of cereal that I did not buy. And then I like used some like body wash that I did not buy. Mm-hmm. And then I like cleaned my phone case with a Clorox wipe that I did not buy.
Heck,
and like
yeah.
Just something about, especially I've been doing so much laundry recently and having, oh my God, in-unit washer dryers.
Incredible. Are like,
I have never, ever, ever in my college career, except for the one time I lived in that house that you did laundry at all the time, I've never, ever in my life had an in-unit washer dryer. Holy shit, it is a game changer. I'm a different woman with laundry in the house.
Truly, When you don't have laundry in your house, it takes the entire day.
Yeah. It's an ordeal to do laundry. But then if it's just in your house, you can be like, oh, I just got home. I think I'll do a load of laundry. My God.
That's why when I don't have in-unit laundry, I literally wait until I have no clean underwear. And I'm like, okay, I guess I have to do laundry now.
Totally.
Because it takes so long, I never want to do it.
Exactly. That's why I own like 600 pairs of underwear. Because I refuse to do laundry until I'm out.
Yeah, you just keep buying more. It's easier.
It way is, which is wild. And like very wasteful and makes my life hard. And, you know, I have to buy bigger laundry baskets because I can't even imagine. I think about like moving to New York or moving to like, you know, a city and like how people have to walk like several blocks to go to the laundromat with their laundry like in their bags. And I'm like, am I cut out for this? And frankly, I don't know that I am.
I'm wearing trash bags, disposable clothing from here on out. That's it for me.
Environment be damned.
Yeah, it's no
edible
it's
underwear until I die.
Only edible underwear. I eat it for dinner at the end of the day. The clothing is all like organically made. It's all like palm fronds, you know?
No.
It's all just like leaves. And then I can just chuck it into Central Park. And I'm not hurting the environment, and I never have to do laundry.
Ooh, I love that. Like Adam and Eve.
I'm going to go real Adam and Eve with it, exactly.
If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
Honestly, come on.
I'm never doing laundry again. Then I'm just going to not wear clothes. If I'm putting, like, a leaf over my tits, I'm not going to wear a shirt.
Yeah, if you're going Adam and Eve, then go Adam and Eve. Let's not halfway this Adam and Eve thing.
No, heaven. And it, like in New York, it is legal.
Naked, talking to snakes, the whole bit.
No, absolutely. Avoiding apples and then one day eating apples and then I can start having sex.
Okay, I just had major technical difficulties. I love recording remotely. I am now fully lying on the ground because I was trying to do a fun thing where I used a laundry basket that was upside down as a desk and it kept wobbling and it kept making my mic short out.
But now it's like we're at a sleepover. You're like laying on the ground and we're like having a convo and it's like 3 a.m. and my mom is like going to be mad if she hears us talking.
Yeah. Hey, Lena, are you still awake?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I have something to tell you.
What?
You have to promise not to tell anyone this.
Okay, I will never tell anyone. You know you can trust me.
Okay.
Remember what happened last week in Miss Hannigan's class? I would take that secret to my grave. Tell me.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing, but...
That's okay.
My name is Ian Allred, and I'm a mini gleek.
Ian, shut the fuck up. My name is Lena Ganatzer, and I'm a mini Gleek, too.
You're lying.
Sorry. Mom's gonna be mad.
Should we do the whole mini-sode whispering?
Definitely not.
All right. Well, who wants to get in on our pillow talk about On My Way?
Well, you know who wants to get in on this. Our friend Kaylee wants to get up on this. Kaylee, take it away.
La-da-da.
Oh, obviously, before we start, pals, this episode is about the episode On My Way. There's going to be talks of some pretty heavy themes here. If that's not your jam, skip this one. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. No one gets into any detail.
Yeah,
but
no, totally.
There will be talk of, you know, like depression, suicidal thoughts, those things. So,
yeah, man.
Like Lena said, if that's not your jam... Same time, same place next week. Wednesday.
Definitely Wednesday. We'll see you guys there if you don't want to stay. But if you want to stay, let's listen to Kaylee first, shall we?
Hi, Lena and Ian. I'm currently listening to your episode for On My Way, and if it's okay, I have some thoughts. I've always found Krofsky's storyline to be super powerful, but especially more poignant now. Back in 2018, my depression got very bad, and I started having really bad suicidal thoughts. I'm so grateful that I... took matters into my own hands and voluntarily checked myself into the hospital to keep myself safe. Today I'm feeling much better, and while I do struggle with depression and anxiety on a daily basis, I have found ways to manage it. I do appreciate that Glee focused on the more hopeful aspect of helping those who struggle with their mental health. This being said, when you're in that headspace, depression is very good at lying to you and convincing you that things won't be better and there's nothing to look forward to. I know it was 2012, but I wish that maybe they added a line from Mr. Shu to say, no matter how hopeless you feel, there's always something to look forward to. But if you are in that space and you're having trouble thinking of positive things in your life, that's okay too. And there are resources for you if you feel you need some additional support. I don't know, maybe that's just me. I try to incorporate journaling into my daily routine, and I've started a gratitude list that I add to every night. This podcast and you two are definitely on the list. I look forward to listening every week, but no worries if you need to take breaks. Lastly, sending out a reminder to you both to be gentle with yourselves and take it easy. Consensual forehead kisses. Thank you, Kaylee, she, her.
Kaylee, I love this thought. I think that's definitely something to note, is that sometimes when you are in a space, it's just like so difficult to think about things you're excited for. And your depression is so good at telling you that there's nothing to look forward to. And I think sometimes when people are too positive about things, like, it gets toxic and you're like, well, there's nothing to be positive about. And no one like is talking about that feeling as well. So Kaylee, I think that would be such like a nice thing to add to the episode. So I love that thought. And I'm glad that we're on your gratitude list. We're grateful for you as well, Kaylee. Oh my gosh.
Also, that is just such a good idea. I used to be really good about writing in a journal, and I haven't written in it since May. But I just think it is such a good practice, what you're doing, Kaylee, to write things down. Because, I mean, like, you know, when someone else is telling you, like, oh, you'll be happy again and you have good things in your life, that, you know, like, that can be helpful in healing. But it is much more powerful when, like, you yourself are telling yourself that.
Totally.
And to kind of, like, be able to revisit that list and read these things that, like, you yourself were so grateful for and so happy about, it makes it much more believable to be like, oh, I will get this feeling again. I just have to, you know, push through this.
I love that. That's such a great thought. Man, I've never journaled before. Maybe I should start. Sometimes I feel like I remember things as worse than they were. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have a tendency to, like, think about a situation and only remember, like, the bad things. And especially if I'm, like, journaling, I find myself, like, getting into, like, a spirally weirdness where I'm like, and then Ian was so mean to me, when it's like, was he actually mean to you, or are you just, like, being dramatic? Do you know what I mean? That's why I have a tough time journaling. Is that even relevant to this? It's probably not, but maybe I should work on that. Anyway, Kaylee, thank you so much for your message. Up next, we have a message from Jade.
Hey, buds. My name is Jade, she, her, and I'm 20 years old from Louisville, Kentucky. Trigger warning, mentions of depression and suicidal thoughts. So I just wanted to jump into this email and say how great your episode was and how wonderful all your thoughts were. On My Way is one of Glee's most important episodes to me. The cough syrup / Dave scene was probably one of the first things I saw on screen that reflected what I was feeling in the moment as I watched it. As a teen, I went through a lot of things that made life really hard for me and affected my mental health. I had about 2 years where my depression was the worst it's ever been and had serious thoughts about suicide. Now that I'm out of that part of my life and I can reflect on it, I think the only reason I didn't act on these thoughts was because I knew how much it would hurt my family. I'm in a much better place, but you can never really forget how those thoughts affected your life. As many issues as Glee has, I think that Dave's storyline is so powerful and was so important to portray to a large audience of young people. Speaking for myself as a person who is still trying to understand my queerness and working to heal from trauma, The stupid show has made me feel so visible when I believed I was entirely alone in the world. It has also brought me to you two and the incredible community you have built. This episode is by no means perfect, because what episode of Glee is, besides Mattress? But it was so impactful on me, and I'm sure for the time it was released, it was revolutionary in its own way. Also, I'd like to mention my favorite part from Rachel's dad's. It's when they're waiting for Quinn and Hiram says, new plan, I'm going to fake an epileptic seizure. And Leroy tells him he's not epileptic, and Hiram responds, "That's why I'm going to fake it." I don't know what it is, but I crack up every time. Anyways, I love you both, and I hope you will be on stage again soon. With love, Jade. Jade, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, I would love to point out, I was not, what is the word? I was not editorializing when I said besides mattress. Jade put that in her email. Mm-hmm. Jade, bless you. Love you so much. That episode is perfect television. It's so good.
Very, very good. Jade, thank you so much for this message. I just think you totally encapsulate, I think, all my feelings about this episode as well, is that definitely it's not perfect. But the fact that, like, they were even having this conversation is, like, so important, I think, definitely, you know? So thank you so much for sharing. And yeah. Up next, we have a message from Danae.
Hey, Ian and Lena. I really wish that this episode was split into two. I feel like if there was an episode where they would lead up to regionals and the bulk of the Kurofsky storyline would happen, and then the next episode would be the fallout from the Kurofsky storyline and the competition and Quinn's accident, things would be able to breathe a bit more. For starters, they would have time to actually keep in all those deleted scenes. Also, if they wanted to have Quinn say awful things about suicide, I would at least want them to make a storyline out of it. It's terrible to think that suicide is selfish, but a lot of people grew up thinking that, and Quinn, with her conservative Christian upbringing, would make sense to be a part of that. But when the only response she gets is Kurt invalidating her trauma, even though it makes perfect sense with his emotional state, it falls short to me. Again, lots of people grow up thinking the things Quinn said, and some of those would be in the Glee audience. And I think if they would actually let someone explain to Quinn what the problem with her statement is, these audience members could go on a journey with Quinn and start thinking differently themselves, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But now onto the gay part. While I always had a soft spot for Faberi, I remember this being the episode where I really got into it. The way Rachel smiles when Quinn says she looks forward to graduating at the top of her class, the way they smile at each other when Rachel says she looks forward to being friends with her their entire lives, the entire deleted bridal shop scene. Also, what is it with deleted Faberi scenes from regionals episodes in the show? Last season it was the hug in the promo, now this scene. The way Quinn was asking her who she was singing to, the way Rachel didn't even really answer the question because she was singing to Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
The way Quinn has tears in her eyes as she hugs Rachel. And then the almost wedding itself. I think the final sequence is amazing, on par with the final part of Prom Queen. It is frustrating how the fallout of the accident is so poorly done, as per usual. Nothing has any consequences in the Glee universe. But this scene, I love it. I love the switching between Quinn in the car and everyone else already at the wedding, and it's amazing how going to the chapel can become such a nerve-wracking song all of a sudden. And then Rachel has to choose between marrying her boyfriend or waiting for her girlfriend? Patti LuPone can't make Rachel reconsider this wedding, but you know who can? Quinn Faberi. And the perspective from Quinn's car is also really well done. We see Quinn look at her makeup and glance at her phone a few times, but always keeping one eye on the road, until she does actually pick up the phone and look away for more than a split second, and that's when the accident happens. I think this is a really good representation of how accidents like this happen. It's not out of total recklessness. But when people start getting away with small bits of not paying attention and think it's fine to not look at the road for a little bit longer, life-changing accidents can happen. But I do have some questions about the logistics of it all. For example, are the wedding scene and the scene in Quinn's car taking place at the same time? If so, there would be no way the news of Quinn's accident could reach Rachel before she has to choose whether she goes through with the wedding. So that would mean she'd get married because Quinn isn't there and not so much because of her accident. Which means that the accident didn't happen to stop the Finchel wedding, which means the accident was truly just there to shove down Quinn's character one extra time. Couldn't Quinn just have been stuck in traffic? This show is honestly too traumatic for its own good. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait until your next episode, Danae, she, her.
Danae, you know what this makes me think?
What?
That they didn't go through with the wedding because Quinn was not there. Because if they didn't get news of this, then maybe it's like, well, Quinn's not here. I can't do it. My girlfriend's here. She can't see me get married to my boyfriend. What the heck? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
I wish that was true.
I do think the writers are just stupid.
Yeah, definitely.
Spoiler alert for Big Brother, like one of the first lines of the episode is Finn is like, do you think that if Quinn hadn't gotten her accident that we would have gone through with the wedding? So the writers like genuinely believe that they didn't go through with the wedding because specifically Quinn got in an accident. But like you say, Danae, that does not really make any sense. Unless, you know, like Rachel, I mean, not Rachel, Quinn got hit by the car, but like was still conscious. And the first thing she did was just call Rachel and be like, hey girl, I'm not going to make it. I am fully.
She probably texted her.
What?
She probably texted her. One time I got in a very bad car accident and I was going somewhere. And literally like the text that I sent to my friend was like, hey, can't come. I just got in a car accident.
I think I've done that before. I was like driving to my friend's rehearsal dinner and I was like, hey dude, I might be a little late. I got in a really bad accident. He was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, have a great time. I'll see you soon.
That is the freaking funniest thing in the world to me is in moments of trauma, the communication that you choose, because everyone tries to like randomly downplay the shit that's going on, where it's like, hey, just got in a car wreck, can't come, see you later. Like, it's so wild, and that is so funny, because it's like, car accidents are such a huge freaking deal. Like, what the hell? Like, why did we both do that?
Oh, every time that I have, like, something traumatic to share with someone, I almost always say it as if it's a joke. And it's like, what? I'm like, yeah, so this crazy thing just happened to me. My family member died. Can you believe it? And it's like, LOL. That's awful. What?
I know. I'm always like adding LOL to like big, huge texts. And it's like, that's not fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, I imagine Rachel's in the courthouse. She's in her wedding dress. Mm-hmm. She gets the text from, she keeps texting Quinn. She's like, where are you? We're waiting for you. Of course, she doesn't call Quinn because why would she? She's just going to text her when she knows she's fully driving. And then she gets a text from Quinn that says, on my way. And she's like, okay, guys, Quinn's almost here. 5 minutes later, she gets one that says, JK, LOL, my legs hurt really bad.
It's like, I can't feel my legs.
She's like, JK, LOL, I cannot stand up. And Rachel's like, oh, I guess it's canceled.
Like, LOL, okay, well, we'll see what Glee Club. On to the meaning of this message. Danae, I love this message. Thank you so much for sending it. Wow. The thing, I really think that they started putting the Faberi stuff into the promos and then taking them out of the episodes because they're queer baiting us. You know what I mean? Like, and that is like classic. Like, and they keep putting Faberi things into the show and then realizing that they don't want to pursue this, so why would they put it in the show? And then taking it out of the episode. They're a-holes.
These writers, like, really got off on fan reactions.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of why, like, Clayne, there is a lot of really good stuff about Clayne, especially in season two. But then, like, it gets to a point where, like, all Kurt and Blaine's storylines are just about each other.
Yeah.
And it was because, like, the fandom latched onto that so hard. I don't think for a second Ryan Murphy intended to have Rachel be with anyone other than Finn.
Yeah.
Like, that was always his plan. But he was like, oh, a large part of the fandom wants her with Quinn. Well, I sure as heck am not going to do that. But I do love me some drama. Mm-hmm. And so I think all this Faberi stuff is intentional. And like you said, right, I think it was put into the promos on purpose.
They're teasing us, bitches. Danae, I absolutely agree with you. I think this whole storyline would have probably been handled better if it was two episodes. And then they could keep the deleted scenes. And like, I know a lot of people who grew up feeling the same way that Quinn did about suicide, and I would have loved to have them go on that journey with her. You're so smart, Danae. What the heck? All right, Danae, thank you so much.
All right, do we acknowledge that we took a long sabbatical, or do we just keep going?
I think we should.
Okay, hi everyone. This is us acknowledging that we took a long sabbatical.
This is literally the third time today that we've started this mini-sode. Usually we get them one and done, but it's the first time we're doing it back remotely. And Ian and I don't know if you know this, have lives.
Yeah, we are truly like prying this mini-sode from the devil himself's
truly
hands. Like, we are getting a fight.
No, totally.
So we started recording and then there were like major technical issues. And so we completely erased those 2 minutes, started over. And then when we started over, the technical issues continued. And we ended up getting a half hour behind schedule. And because we got a half hour behind schedule, I then had to leave.
And I couldn't be home until 11 o'clock at night. So that's why we're here tonight.
Yeah. So it is now a full 7 hours after Jade's email. So welcome back, everyone.
You guys, do we sound 7 hours older? Let us know.
I meant Danae's email. I'm so sorry, Danae. It's been 7 hours since I looked at the order of this minisode.
I promise you we didn't forget about you. Okay, so let's get back into it. Lauren, take us away.
Hey, it's Lauren from Canada.
International listener!
I just wanted to draw attention to a scene in this episode that I really like and appreciate, and I'm sad that it's so brief, and I think it often gets overlooked, but just when the, basically any characters who are members of the LGBT plus community on Glee, they come together to essentially to confront Sebastian about everything that's going on and about Dave. I really like that scene because those kids, I think, would find each other in this moment and lean on each other in this moment. And I really wish we had seen more of that. And kind of along those same lines, Santana and Dave have a really unique history, and I wish we could have seen something between the two of them. I'm really glad we got the scene with Kurt and Dave. Again, it didn't necessarily have to be in this episode, but I really think the two of them kind of talking with each other would have been really nice and better than half the stories we did get in this episode.
And it gets cut off there.
Yeah.
But Lauren, amen. A lot of people brought this up. It is such a wasted opportunity to not have Santana be a bigger part of this episode on many fronts. One, she and Dave fully dated.
Yeah.
And like, yes, it was a fake relationship because they were each other's beards. But like, they, you know, were close for a while. Also, Santana has been outed herself.
Yeah.
She has gone through a similar experience to what Dave is going through. Also in season two, Santana threatened to out Dave.
Yeah.
And so there's like so many potential storylines of Santana like realizing what she threatened to do to Dave and feeling bad about it, or Santana coming to terms with her own outing, and more importantly, Finn coming to terms with the fact that he outed Santana.
Absolutely.
Or Santana just, you know, showing her like vulnerable side and talking to Dave and leveling with him as someone who has like had so many shared experiences with him, and yet we get none of it, and instead we just get 15 minutes dedicated to one of the most boring regionals in the entire series.
Nor, well, you know why? It's because what? Hashtag Glee hates girls.
True.
Well, I absolutely agree. And Lauren, thanks so much for pointing out that scene. I don't think I truly even, it didn't even compute to me that there was all of like the LGBT students in the Glee Club going to confront Barry Allen, because they totally would. You're so right, Lauren. Thank you for pointing that out. I love it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Lauren, thank you so much for this message. Up next, we have a message from Ray.
Hey, Lena and Ian. It's Ray, he, him. Content warning, this message is about the plot lines and writing in the show, and we'll discuss the same heavy subjects y'all have already discussed. On My Way is the episode that made me stop watching Glee when it was airing. Y'all hit a lot of the points that frustrated me about it, but I still wanted to share how I felt at the time, since it was that pivotal for me. At the time, I was really attached to the character of Dave and thought he had the potential to have a really great character arc in the show. While he had great development, it still really frustrated me that so much of it had to happen off screen. At this point in the show's run, there had already been two plot lines teased for Dave that nothing came from: him being interested in Glee Club, in the Sylvester Shuffle, and him forming a P-Flag group with Kurt in Born This Way. Y'all mentioned that Quinn's car crash felt like a very shoehorned PSA, while Dave's suicide attempt was at least in keeping with the show focusing on LGBTQ plus issues. I still felt that Dave's story was a forced PSA, because I knew, based on the show's writing so far, that Dave would never get mentioned again. Spoiler alert, he doesn't. except for a plotline that I'm certain would have gone to Barry Allen if he was available. We don't actually get to see Dave recover from his attempt, or get his friend's support while he's struggling, or start feeling better, because his story pretty much ends here. It doesn't help that, like Ian said, the whole thing was used as a plot device to resolve several conflicts, or that it has to share the episode's runtime with regionals and the Finchel wedding. If the episode had been solely devoted to this topic, that might have saved it. But as much as I love Dave's friendship with Kurt, it would have been nice to see Santana, his ex-beard who is also outed, visit him at the hospital. The fact that she barely has anything to say about Dave in this episode is actually kind of weird. Okay, this is now a very long email, so I'll cut it off here. I hope y'all are having a wonderful weekend. Thanks, Ray. P.S. I know that Lena said she watched Glee all the way through, but I'm curious. What episode was Ian's breaking point? This may also be a fun question to ask other listeners so we can chart how many people are dropping off as we go through the show.
That's such a good idea, Ray. Oh my gosh. What about, what do you remember what your like cutoff point was, Ian?
Yes. It's not very exciting because it was gradual. Yeah. It wasn't like I saw one episode and I hated that one episode so
you
much
said,
that I was like, I'm done.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. It was during season four, I was so uninterested in the new cast. I could not get on board with them. I found them so boring. And then Rachel was just becoming more and more unrelatable in New York that I was just losing interest in the show. And it was a lot of like, I would still watch it out of duty, but I would like be doing other stuff while it was on. Mm-hmm. And then I started not watching it every week and I missed a couple episodes. Mm-hmm. And the very last episode I ever watched live was I Do.
Oh.
Which, like, no spoilers. We'll talk about it when we get there. But it wasn't anything that happened in that episode in particular that I, like, was pissed about and didn't want to keep watching. But it was more that that episode is, like, such a, like, high-stakes episode for season four. Like, so many plot lines come to fruition. And yet, I was so uninvested in all of them that I was like, man, if this episode can't get me to care about it, I don't think I care about the show anymore. And so I just stopped watching. And I watched The Quarterback when it aired, for obvious reasons. And then that was it.
Yeah. I definitely didn't have like a cutoff point because I continued to watch, but I think I did the same thing that you did where it was like out of obligation at a certain point, especially with like the stuff that was exclusively in New York. I think once we get to that part, I think you guys will learn how I feel about it, but spoiler alert, it's not my cup of tea.
No. No.
Well, heck.
All right.
Ray, thank you so much for your message.
Yeah, Ray, this message is fantastic.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You. And like you said, I hadn't realized until I read this email, we do not see Dave Karofsky again until season six. He is in one scene in season five, but it's a dream sequence, so I'm not counting it. We do not see him again for 3 years.
Yeah,
and it does feel kind of cheap. Yeah, it does feel kind of cheap that, like, you know, Ryan, Ian, and Brad were like, well, we should do an episode about suicide among teens because, like, that is a very big issue, especially amongst LGBTQ plus individuals, which, like, good for them for trying to address this issue and, like, helping kids get help, all of that. It does feel cheap that they were like, okay, well, let's wheel out this character that hasn't really been seen in a long time so that we can do a very like clean episode about it and then never have to touch on it again and never have to deal with any of the consequences because we're just going to send him off for 3 years.
For sure.
Yeah. I really don't like when Glee does that, when they throw their life lessons on one-off characters.
Definitely.
Like once again, laryngitis, all killer, no filler, a term coined by Ray. An excellent episode. One of the things we didn't like about it is that they bring in this character
who we've never seen ever again.
Yeah, who's paralyzed just so Rachel can learn a lesson, and then we never see him again. And this episode, like, yes, we do know Dave, but we haven't seen him in a long time. He comes in to teach us all a lesson, and then he gets shipped off, and we don't see him for a very long time.
And, like, would it be more impactful to see one of our core characters like go through something like this so we like can see that there's life after something like this. You know what I mean?
Or even just like, you know, have Dave stick around. He doesn't have to become a main character.
No, absolutely not.
But like,
he never
have
was.
Him become like a series regular and pop up every once in a while and see how his recovery process and what's going on and how he's doing. And
absolutely.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. Well, y'all, that's your mini-sode. Ray, thank you so much for your message. Everyone, thank you so much for your message, your messages. We got so much feedback from this episode and so many like differing opinions about this episode that I actually like really enjoyed reading. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to get lots more of that as the show goes on. It's much more, you know, I think it'll be across the board how we all feel about it. So I'm excited to keep having this conversation with everybody.
Heck yeah.
Well, hear me out. Let's play that game and then let's go to bed, baby. Well, you got
to. Oh my gosh. Heck yeah.
I'll go to bed.
We've been Minnesota-ing for hours.
Seriously. Well, I mean, we said it last week, you guys. It takes us like 30 hours to do these. So we had to take a 7-hour break. But so that means we're going to have to stay up another 7 hours to get this shit done.
We really took that bit to heart this week, huh?
We really did. Well, hey, man, I love my craft. I do what I must.
True, true.
All right.
True, true.
What are the songs this episode? Do I even
remember? This episode, we got Cough Syrup by Young the Giant, your favorite band.
It is my favorite band.
We got Stand by Lenny Kravitz, Glad You Came by The Wanted, Fly / I Believe I Can Fly, the number one mashup Glee has ever done.
That's true. That's my opinion as well.
By Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna / by R. Kelly. By Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
What Doesn't
Let's
Kill
go
You.
To the beach each.
Open parentheses, Stronger, close parentheses by Kelly Clarkson. And Here's to Us by Hailstorm.
Frankly, I know one of these songs.
I know. Honestly, I think I could do three of these.
Okay. Well, I went first last week. I'm sure of it.
Yes.
What song do you want to sing?
No, you pick one. I'll give you the ones I'm the most confident in, and then you can pick from those.
You're such a turd every week. Just kidding.
Cough Syrup, Glad You Came, or What Doesn't Kill You, I could do.
Okay.
I like know the tunes of those three well
enough.
I think
you should do What Doesn't Kill You. Or maybe I should do What Doesn't Kill You, so you could do Cough Syrup.
Do you want to do Cough Syrup, or do you want to do What Doesn't Kill
well,
You?
Well, I think I'll be embarrassed if I don't get it right, so you do Cough Syrup.
Okay. Cough Syrup, let's hit it. Life's too short to even. Is that too high?
I can't help you.
I'm so bad at this game. Okay. I'm also laying down, so it's especially hard to
your
sing because I'm fully
isn't in the right spot.
I'm in like upward dog. Is that what this is called? Where you're like laying down and then your head is up?
I feel like that's like, actually, I don't know yoga. I'm not even going to fuck with that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called either. We're calling it upward dog, everyone.
I think so.
But I'm making excuses for why my voice is about to sound bad. Let's hit it. Life's too short to even care at all. Whoa. I'm losing my mind, losing control. I think life's too short to even care at all is E to D sharp to B.
All right.
To C sharp to B, I mean.
Perfect. Ready?
Yes. Wow, I am sharp. I am a full step sharp that is a D.
That's better than usual.
It was only better by a half step. I'm usually a step and a half. That one I was a step. Good for
honestly,
me.
Honestly, buddy, that's an improvement.
Thank you. You're singing Fly / I Believe I Can Fly. Totally kidding. You are singing What Doesn't Kill You Makes
Thank
You Stronger.
You, Jesus. I already pulled up the lyrics for Stronger, open parentheses, What Doesn't Kill You, close parentheses. So I'm glad I don't have to do more Googling. Okay, here we go. You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me. You think you got the last laugh. But you think that everything good is gone. Think you got me broken down. Think that I'd come running back. But you don't even... Because you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. stand a little taller. Was that good enough?
Yes. Okay, so you think the, you know the bed feels warmer, is a D flat.
Great. Great. Ready?
Oops. Yes.
Sorry, my
Okay, that's a C.
Okay.
It is possible. It's really hard to do this remotely.
Yes.
It is possible that you were singing a C, and okay. I just bumped it up to a D flat.
Listen, I'll take the, so I'll take the L.
I'll do my fun little, and there will be an insert if you won. If you don't hear anything, it means that she was a half step flat. If you hear something, it means she was correct and I got it wrong.
Listen, I'll take the L for right now. That's totally fine by me. Well, you guys, that is your mini-sode. Up next,
great.
We are doing our freaking maxi-sode on Wednesday. We're doing Big Brother. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this episode, you guys. You have no fucking clue.
Matt Bomer.
Well, you guys, we'll see you here Wednesday. If you guys have thoughts about that episode you want to send to us and you want to be featured on our next mini-sode, you know where to send them to. And if you don't, anchor.fm/recoveringgleek, or you can email us at recoveringgleek@gmail.com.
Oh, yes.
Well.
All right. Love you all so much.
Love you guys more. Here's mini kiss on your mini forehead.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.